It was Saturday morning, October 20th, 2012, at the Cal Poly Pomona campus, and it was an exciting day.
All the students involved in this project are immensely passionate about what we do. We love this.
That's because the two California Polytechnic State University campuses worked together to create the only completely student-built float in the Rose Parade.
The best, really, moments that I've had is, you know, those late, late hours in the night when it's cold and it's wet and you're sitting there putting one bean on at a time because it has to get done. But, you know, sometimes you stop and you look around and you see, you know, 30 or 40 other people who are doing the exact same thing you are, and you just tell yourself, I must not be crazy because other people are doing what I'm doing too.
Just every time people ask me about float, I tell them about Deco Week, how crazy it is, how we get no sleep, but how much fun and rewarding it is seeing the float walk down the parade route.
And it's incredibly rewarding to be involved with something that really is bigger than yourself. There's a moment every year where we have been working and working and working, and we look up at the float and we go, whoa, when did this get here?
This year, our float is titled Tuxedo Air.
Hopefully you'll see a couple of penguins waving some flags. You'll see a penguin jumping up and down excited in class because he knows the answer. You'll see a professor penguin teaching a class. You'll see a penguin flapping its wings in front of a fan because it wants to fly so badly.
Every year, each campus, Pomona and San Luis Obispo, will build half the float. One Saturday in October, the San Luis Obispo crew drive down to Pomona with the half they built.
The second half should be getting here momentarily in the next 20 minutes or so, is my understanding.
The students then join the two halves together and work as one team to complete the float right up to the time it leaves for parade lineup. Just after 11 o'clock that morning, a truck backed into the Cal Poly Pomona float barn area, bearing what everybody had been waiting for.
Actually, I loaded San Luis Obispo's half yesterday morning, and I left about 6:30 this morning to get down here about 11:15 I got here.
At the wheel was Cal Poly San Luis Obispo Agricultural Engineering Professor Gary Weisenberger. What's that like when you pull in here with your half the float?
Well, it's nice to see all the students with their big smiles, and they're excited. It's the time for both campuses to finally come together and start to see a real shape of the float then.
Their half has a steering axle on it that comes off. So we unload it from the truck, we take the steering axle off, put the two halves together and bolt it together.
That Saturday, when the two halves get joined at Cal Poly, is a celebration for Cal Poly alumni as well as current students. Recent Cal Poly graduate Kelsey Christoffels was on hand, both to support the students and for another exciting reason. Kelsey designed this year's Cal Poly float.
I kind of had a little bit more time on my hands, being done with college, and we have a design competition every year, open to the public, to bring in concepts. And so, being a floater myself, I never had time to participate in that. I was just the one on the other side choosing them. And so after I left the program, I said, you know what? I think I should draw a few pictures.
The result of those pictures was Cal Poly's upcoming 2013 float, Tuxedo Air.
My favorite sound is when the two floats finally clink together, and you know, it's a wonderful moment because the schools are finally joining each other for the rest of the float journey, you know, and everybody cheers and it's just so exciting.
One of the most inspiring moments when you see both halves come together as one, because ultimately we are just one team that is building this float.
Part of the Cal Poly Saturday float joining tradition in October is a chili lunch which alumni bring for the current students. As everybody was eating, Cal Poly alumnus Stephen Kinn talked about his role, both in his student days and now.
I lived with a committee chairman and lived close to the campus, and so all the activities that they were involved in, I was involved in, and became one of the first Rose Float chefs. So I was given an official Rose Float chef hat and started cooking for them in 1972. But then had been cooking for them ever since. And so, you know, I never gave up the position, and here it is 40 years later and still cooking for them.
Alumnus Tim Okuna recalled his days on the Cal Poly float building team.
I just think the camaraderie of the Rose Float program is just real strong, but you don't really realize how strong it can be until you you see the outside of it. I ran into someone in the airport when I was down in Florida, and they go, hey, I worked on the float with you in 1975.
Over the past 64 years, Cal Poly University's Rose Parade floats have won 50 awards.
But every time we do a float, you know, it's a winner regardless.
Tim had advice for the current Cal Poly students.
I would say build a brother and sisterhood and get the experience, because you won't get experience in other jobs. And then when you do interview, you know, as the icebreaker is going to be, is on your resume, you say the Cal Poly Rose Float is an icebreaker. It's like, you worked on the float?
It's just something you can't define, seeing like, oh yeah, I worked on that, and it's on national TV. It's a great moment.
I learn a lot of things in my classes about designing things and analyzing mechanisms, but to be able to come out here and actually do them and see them, you are exposed to a whole new set of problems and processes that you have to learn and become accustomed to.
There's so much stuff that goes into this, and so little of it is covered in class. There's like connectors, there's all sorts of just random things that they professors don't even think about, because they're off in their land of ideal wires and perfect solder, and just there's so much stuff that goes into making a real thing.
As an engineer, I probably won't be welding myself, but I'll have parts that will be welded, so I can look at it and say that this is a good weld or a bad weld, and that'll help me in my future's career.
I hope whatever I do, I still get to build things and be part of something like a community like this. With engineering, there's a lot of theoretical work, and really, my biggest fear is that I'll just be in an office somewhere with a computer and a mouse. And being able to get your hands dirty and actually do something is something I want to see this carry through my life.
I get to come out here, see things in the real world, how they would be in industry, and build them and see them exist from my head all the way out to the physical object going down the parade route on January 1st, which is an incredible feeling of pride.
And when we get it back and you get your hands on it, it's like, yes, that actually works. That's a thing. It's not just a theory. It's magic.
This is Dot Cannon for Lancer Radio.